International donors are trying to head off a financial crisis in the Palestinian Authority. But the election victory of Hamas is making for some tricky negotiations. The Bush administration is trying to keep a united front on Hamas, which the U.S. considers a terrorist organization. The administration says any future Palestinian government must recognize Israel and must renounce violence if it wants outside support. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The warnings have been stark. Special Middle East Envoy James Wolfensohn wrote recently that the Palestinian Authority needs $60 to $80 million just to cover salaries and will need about $280 million to cover expenses before a Hamas-led government is expected to be in place by March. Karen Abuzaid, head of a United Nations agency that helps Palestinian refugees, was also ringing alarm bells today, though her agency is not expected to face any aid cutoff.
We think the refugees will be well looked after in this situation. But if there's a cutback on salaries being paid for non-refugees, for teachers who teach non-refugees, if kids are not in school, if doctors aren't paid, then this is going to create a humanitarian crisis. You know, this will be a crisis.
This week, the European Union announced about $145 million in aid, some $20 million of it for Palestinian government salaries. EU External Relations Commissioner Benita Ferreira-Waldner explained that some of the aid will also be used for electricity bills to hold over the caretaker Palestinian government.
Our payment is a contribution to stability. On the one hand, stability for the population, and on the other hand, we are helping Mahmoud Abbas in this very crucial moment.
That was the international plan to make sure Abbas's caretaker government can function. But as Wolfensohn pointed out, Israel decided to withhold millions of dollars in tax and customs revenue. The United States has also asked for $50 million back, money that was due to be used for infrastructure projects. State Department spokesman Adam Arely says the U.S. is trying to get European and Arab states to fill the current spending gap, but also wants to keep up the pressure on Hamas as it tries to form a new government.
Our diplomacy is geared towards getting Hamas to make the right choice, to take its foot out of the camp of terror and put them both firmly in the camp of peace and negotiation and respectability in the international community.
The big test for the Bush administration is whether it can maintain this approach once a Hamas-led government is in place. European officials have made clear that they will want to see what the government looks like and what it does before making any future judgments about aid. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice also heard calls for patience on her recent trip to the Middle East, according to Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group.
What Condoleezza Rice heard back from her Arab interlocutors is, don't count on us to try to strangle Hamas and to try to put so much pressure on it that this whole experiment is going to fail. We want to give Hamas time to evolve. We want to see whether, with the right mixture of carrots and sticks, we can get them to moderate their positions and to put in place the kind of government that the international community can deal with.
Scott Lisensky of the U.S. Institute of Peace says it will take time for a real international strategy to crystallize.
Is it going to be isolate and undermine a Hamas-led Palestinian Authority, maybe even before a government's formed, or is it going to be a strategy of engage and change where we come up with tests and benchmarks and we try to give the government a chance?
Lisensky predicts something in between, and while donors grapple with these questions, he says they should also think more broadly about how best to aid the Palestinians in a way that would promote state building, not a culture of dependency. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.